Forward to Section 51. This section contains Whitman's plea to the reader to begin the work of responding to what the poet has proposed, to begin to argue, to talk, to co-create the poem. Some of Whitman's most beautiful lines are here, as when he imagines the past and present as wilted plants, once alive and sentient, but now withered and emptied of presence, of life. The moment of now incessantly empties the past and present in order to open a new fold of the future, which becomes the ever-emerging moment of presence. In a later poem called Unfolded Out of the Folds, Whitman imagined all of life as a series of unfoldings, just as every new life and identity is unfolded out of the folds of the woman. Each and every moment is a new birth, a new world of now unfolding before the awake senses of all those who are embodied in that moment. As we read Whitman's book, we are also aware of the folds of the pages, and as we read each one and fold it over to confront the next, we're enacting in the process of reading the continual literal unfolding of new moments, new ideas, new encounters, new sections of the poem. So Whitman reminds us of our relationship to the book as he exclaims, "Listener up there!" It's as if the poet, now embodied in the ink and paper, is speaking to us off the page, looking up at us as we peer down at the book. We look into the poet's face by looking onto the face of the page itself. The poet, Whitman reminds us, is, as we encounter him, now disembodied as a physical human being and instead embodied in the pages of the book. It is we, the living readers, who now have bodies and are thus able to see and hear these words on the page that would, without us, be simply silent ink and dead paper. As we glance forward to the final fold of this poem, only one more short section left to come, we realize that indeed the poet will stay only a minute longer. He will now snuff the sidle of evening, another beautiful image that suggests the end of a long day's reading of Song of Myself, as the reader comes to the end of the poem, just as the evening darkens to night, as the gloaming is snuffed like a flickering candle. Placing himself on the door slab, awaiting anyone near enough to join him, Whitman offers a simple and effective invitation. "Who wishes to walk with me?" He encourages us to speak while we were still able. What are arguably Whitman's most famous lines appear here. "Do I contradict myself? Very well, then, I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes." Whitman is recasting one of Ralph Waldo Emerson's central ideas. A foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds, adored by little statesmen and philosophers and divines. Speak what you think now in hard words, and tomorrow speak what tomorrow thinks in hard words again, though it contradict everything you said today. To be great is to be misunderstood. For Whitman, as we have seen, the self is a continually evolving and expanding entity, and new experiences will always broaden and challenge and upset what a self perceived earlier. We must learn to be grateful to arrive at contradictions and to cultivate a sense of a self open and aware enough to speak against the root meaning of contradict, to speak against the self that existed yesterday. As Song of Myself has demonstrated throughout, a self that does not change is a stunted identity, dead to the transforming stimuli of the multitudinous world around us, stimuli that include the transforming words of this poem.